Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2 of Standing in Your Truth podcast. I'm your host, Yana. On this podcast, you will hear myself, family, and friends having open-ended discussions on anything from faith, finances, relationships, and how to stay motivated during life's trying times. Make sure you follow me on all my social media. Link is in the bio. Sit back and get ready to enjoy. Hello, 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 everyone. How are you guys doing? It's been a minute. It's funny, I really wanted to say, like, it's been since last year, because technically it's the last year I recorded my last podcast, but I guess I won't use that, like, corny joke or whatever. But anyway, how are you guys doing? Hoping all is well. The funny thing is, I did not plan for it to be this long for me to put out a podcast. Like, once I recorded the last one, I had actually reached out to some family and friends, and I was like, you know, this year, I'm not going to start off with just by myself. I'm going to start off with the bang and have family and friends on. And I did. I scheduled three people. And no shade to them, but all three had to reschedule for different reasons. They had, you know, it was a reason, not an excuse, you know? And I was just sitting there thinking, I think I even mentioned this to Aaron. I was like, is this a sign that I need to just record by myself and stop kind of relying on, I won't say relying, but I think my reasoning for planning for speakers to come on, so I guess it was relying actually now I think about it, but I was like, you know, I think I don't know if I have anything else to say, so I'm going to get people on to kind of maybe tell their stories, and not really believing in myself in that aspect of like, I have something else to share, so that's why I had other people booked. They had good stories too, but, and good wisdom and good advice, but just not believing in myself in that way. And then all of them, literally three of them, were like, hey, I can't do it. Cool. So I'm like, oh, well, here I am. Back to the basics. but I can say I kind of miss recording. I was going to go for a walk instead. And I was like, no, I think I'm going to record a podcast episode. So for those who don't know, I attend Hope Alive Church here in Odessa. It's completely changed my life and my walk with Christ for sure. But yesterday was a very, you know, I'm still trying to actually put yesterday's service in words, but you can just feel the Holy Spirit in service and Him moving and touching people and people becoming free. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful service. And just to see people becoming free and releasing stuff and allowing God to do what He does in their lives. It was amazing to watch. But there was a moment where I kind of took a step back because I had a hoodie on because Sunday was freezing for whatever reason in Odessa. But my hoodie was full of tears. And it wasn't my tears. It was tears of those who had came to the service carrying whatever burdens they were carrying. And I would say with me being obedient in the sense, you know, of showing up to church and, you know, going up to the altar and to pray for these beautiful souls and to allow them to have a safe place to release that. And to, you know, it's different when you give someone a hug and when you give them a hug and you can feel the tears coming, like they're crying. It was a beautiful moment and one that I definitely stopped and took a second and just thank God for like allowing me to be there. Yes, if I wasn't there, there would have been someone else. They would have hugged and, you know, and it would have been a safe place as well. But just for me to show up and to be a part of possibly someone's healing journey, someone's story with Christ, to be able to pray for these. I think everyone I hugged yesterday was a woman, so I'm going to say pray for these women, young and old. It was just one of those times where I think for me, because I do give back so much and sometimes I do have a tendency to make it routine, and I kind of have to check myself because it's not a routine thing at all. And just to make sure that I'm present each time that I am out in the community and am serving. But yesterday was just a reminder of how important it is for me to make sure that I that I'm present. And I come filled with the Holy Spirit. That way I can hear God, and I feel like when I'm praying that he'll be able to give me the words for that individual that I'm praying for, to know that he's listening to them too. I think sometimes we forget how important it is for us to be obedient, because you never know if or when God is going to use you in someone else's story. You know, the person who comes to the church doors who could be thinking about suicide. Hey, you know what? You showed up for church that day. Not only did you showed up with a great attitude, listened to praise and worship before you got there, you prayed. Well, now you're ready to go. So when they come to the door, you know, you're filled. Like, so you're ready, you're filled, and you're able to fill someone else. And you just don't know, like, how you could, you know, be used in that person's story. So don't take that for granted. That was my kind of, what I got from that yesterday. It was really, really, really beautiful. But I also just want to make a note to say, I think I said it on here before, but I know I mentioned it on my Facebook page, but for those who may be listening and don't feel like they have a safe place, meaning you don't have anyone you feel like you can talk to about some of those hard things, abortion, some of the path that you may be embarrassed of for whatever reason, I'm a safe place for you. So if you don't have, as far as maybe on me on social media, you can just DM me. If those of you who are listening have my phone number, please reach out, you know, via text message. I would say text message is better than phone call. I probably would call you, but sometimes I'm not always available, so I don't want to miss that opportunity. So I would just say send me a text, and let's work on getting you free from some of those burdens that you may have. And I'm always available for prayer. So if you need a prayer, just shoot it over, text it to me, DM me, and say, hey, you know, Yanni, can you pray for this? And I got you. And then I got friends that are prayer warriors that I can say, hey, so-and-so needs prayer. And they'll be praying for you as well. So please note that if you just do not have a safe place, no one else to talk to, I will say it again. I am and I can be, if you allow me to be, a safe place for you. So that's that. But I think I actually just want, I think that's my whole episode. I just feel like a lot of times as adults, we feel like, adults and kids, I should not limit it to just adults, because kids nowadays for sure are carrying different burdens than I carried when I was in school. But I can be your safe place if you don't have one. And if you have one, I just say, if you have a person in your life that you know you can talk to and walk through and that can pray for you and guide you, I would say use them. We can't do this thing called life by ourselves. We need community. You need people that you can just release some stuff on. If you hold it in, it's going to drive you crazy and drive you in circles, and nothing about it is going to make any sense. I have friends that I call when I'm frustrated, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I have a praise report, but I have friends that I know that I can call for that. And it's just an important part of my journey, especially now where I feel like I'm in this growth journey, where there's sometimes where my friends do have to check me and correct me and tell me, hey, you're going about this the wrong way, or have you thought about it like this? That's important too for those you have in your community. You don't want it to be all yes men, because then you're just, what's a nice way of saying this? It's just going to be a hot mess. Like, you're going to miss a lot of things if everyone in your corner is telling you is a yes, yes, yes. No, it's okay to be checked every once in a while. So with that being said, just remember, I'm here for you guys. If I can be your safe place, or if you have someone in your immediate corner that can be, just make some time for them. You know, you can love on them, they can love on you, and y'all can just be a support system and help and watch each other grow. It's a beautiful thing when you're able to watch your friends grow and mature, and the things that you know that either you guys prayed about together or they've been praying about, you know, for themselves. To actually see them come, it's a beautiful thing. So with that being said, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. I pray for the individual that may be listening to this podcast episode, Lord, that they just surrender their plans to you, Lord, that they allow you to lead their footsteps, and that they realize that you love them, you have not forgotten them, and they are yours, not of this world. They belong to you, Father. Pray that they just, whatever talents they have, that they allow you to use them to uplift your kingdom, Father. And whatever burdens or whatever they feel like is has them in chains and they can't move forward, that they just release it to you, Lord. That they find someone that can kind of help guide them through that, their safe place. And Lord, if it just happens to be me, Lord, I pray that you just give me the wisdom, discernment, understanding, patience that's needed for each individual. And just want to say, Lord, we love you and thank you again for all that you're doing, stuff that we see, we don't see, and the stuff to come in the future, Father. I just say thank you, Lord. Just pray for a hedge of protection around the individual that's listening as well. There's so much is going on in the world. Once again, just say thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, no one's told you today. They love you. I love you. You're beautiful. You're uniquely made. There's only one you in the world. So guess what? Go rock it and go do what you're supposed to be doing. Peace out, guys. I was getting ready to put this podcast episode out. Then I realized I wanted to challenge some of you guys to become a safe place for people. Like, are you carrying yourself in a manner to where people realize, like, if they come to you, like, you'll pray for them. You won't judge them. You'll hear them out, and help guide them through whatever they're going through in life. Just a challenge for those who are interested, but peace out. And I would just say, if you're not following me on social media, go follow me, on Facebook. It's just Standing in Your Truth with Yanni. And then on Instagram, or IG as some people call it, it's Talks with Yanni, Y-A-N-N-I, for those who know how to spell my last name. Well, that's my first name, Father. But anyway, go follow me. But y'all, go be great. Go help shape the next generation as well. Peace out. For real this time. Hee hee.